All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight. We thank Ryan Keel, Dr. Glenn Kerr, and obviously Vern Inge, who's still with us in the studio. Next week's show, former Virginia quarterback Bobby Goodman and a special guest, head basketball coach Tony Bennett. So our first discussion of basketball in advance of official practice starting a few days thereafter. And Dr. Vince Dalton will be with us next week for the ortho injury report. And right now, Frank is going to do the UVA or the Olympic report.
All right. The men's soccer team, formerly number 16, has slipped out of the poll there. They beat Cornell and VCU, tied VPI, then they lost to Louisville, which was ugly, like 6-0 out there. They play Hofstra tomorrow night, and then they play UNC on Friday down in Chapel Hill. The number 7 women's soccer team tied UNC 1-1. They beat VPI. Next up versus Pitt this Thursday, I believe in Charlottesville. The number 12 women's field hockey team beat number 14 ODU 2-0, and they held the Monarchs to 0 shots. How is that possible? How do you hold a team to 0 shots, Hobbo? That's defense.
It's called soccer.
It's field hockey.
Field hockey.
That's field hockey. Way to pay attention, Hobbo.
Well, that's right.
All right, that's a strike.
See,
against
this
you.
Is what happens when you got me counting ads.
All right. Next up, Michelle Madison's team will travel down to UNC for a big game. The UVA cross-country men and women are off this weekend, but then they travel to Penn State for the National Open, and that's a big meet up there for like 2 or 3 days up in Happy Valley. Men's golf, preseason highly ranked. Bowen Sargent has to be very happy. They traveled to Tennessee on the weekend of October 14th through 16th. They've already won a tournament this year, and they set a record down there. I can't remember the name of the tournament, but the next one up is October 14 through 16, the Tennessee Intercollegiate. And my UVA men's tennis team under Brian Bowl and my good old buddy.
Mr. Hardware himself.
I tell you what.
He got the hardware.
You talk about a winner. He's got 3 of his players competing at the ITA All-American Championships this week. Tayson Kwiatkowski, Luca Corintelli, and J.C. Aragon are all competing up there, and good luck to them.
I knew there was a reason you were doing the Olympic report. I couldn't have pronounced those names.
That's right. Hobbo, we know that. We know that. I think all of our listeners know that. All right. Vern, let's talk about this week's games. This is always fun.
It's a slow week. Well, not too many really good games.
Well particularly since the Wahoos aren't even playing.
That's right.
Wahoos are off. It's a slow week. Now, Friday night, we've got at 7:30 on ESPN, Clemson at Boston College.
That ought to be a thriller.
Well, who knows? It is a road game for Clemson. Saturday, we got Notre Dame at NC State at noon, Virginia Tech at Carolina. 0-2 in the conference, Florida State at Miami at the national game at 8 o'clock. That ought to be
and
a barn burner.
Who believes that Florida State is like number 22 and Miami is number 10? Did anybody see that coming?
It's like Fiddler on the Roof. Tradition.
Well, it's just weird. It's just weird. Miami wasn't picked to be anywhere near there.
No, right. that game is getting a whole lot of hype out of Coral Gables, I can tell you.
Well, it's a big one for the Hurricanes.
Yep. So we got Georgia Tech at Pitt at 12:30, Army at Duke, and Syracuse at Wake Forest.
Cycle back to the Virginia Tech at North Carolina game down there in Chapel Hill, Keenan Stadium. Most of the country will have ABC. It'll be on ABC Network, and the rest of the country will have it on ESPN2, commonly known as the Deuce.
That so, could be a track meet. Virginia Tech's been scoring a lot, and obviously Carolina scores a lot.
Neither team is playing much defense.
It may be the last team with the ball wins that one.
That's right.
I think it might be.
Like last week.
Carolina has won 3 games, well, 2 games in a row in the final seconds. Can they do it again? And, I know the Hokie fans are fired up for this game, but they've had their hearts broken many times in this type of scenario. I think this game will go down to the wire. And I'm going to call it probably something like, I'm going to say 29-27. And I'm going to say the Heels find a way to steal this game late. 29-27.
I think the Heels win it, too. It's going to be a close game, but I think the Heels pull it out, and hopefully it puts Tech at 5 wins coming into the game against UVA. It would be nice to knock them out of a bowl eligibility this year.
Well, looking at their schedule, I don't know if that's going to be the case. I think Carolina will win playing at home, but I think the score is probably going to be in the 30s, not the 20s.
We'll see. We will see. There's a big storm coming, Hobo. Bad weather. I'm predicting bad weather.
Wet.
Oh, yeah. You guys heard about the hurricane,
so
right?
So now we do politics on the show. Weather? We do it all.
Hold on. Maloney's got the weather every time. All right.
That's right.
We've only got about a minute and a half here, Hobo. Let's talk next week's show. We're excited to have head basketball coach Tony Bennett lined up. And we've got former UVA running quarterback Bobby Goodman. Bobby Goodman once told me that George Welsh, the beloved head coach at UVA, told him he was only going to get to throw 14 passes in a game. And he would say, come on, coach, let me throw some more. And he'd say, Bobby, you're going to run the football. So those were those days. Today, obviously,
I think,
you know, it's pass,
with,
pass,
with all
pass.
Due respect to Bobby, I think Kurt has a little better arm than Bobby Goodman has, or at least more accurate, particularly on deep balls. And it'll be good to talk to Coach Bennett and get maybe an early look, particularly get his assessment of some of the new guys on the team and what they're going to be able to contribute.
All right, we got about 30 seconds left. I want to thank, obviously, Ryan Keel for joining us tonight. He did a terrific job, former UVA
And we even want to thank
lineman.
Vern.
Yeah. And I'm going to give Vern a high five. I thought he gave us some good insights about the whole UNC thing and the NCAA.
What do they say?
General.
Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn.
Exactly.
10 seconds,
right.
How about
that's right.
Go Hoos.
Go Wahoos.
Pleasure to be here. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.